Protection of life in the Hungarian Constitution. The first basic law was created in 1222 by King András II based on the main tenets of the Magna Carta 1215. During the years of history, there were numerous basic laws created, while the communists in 1949, during their dictatorship, issued the first modern constitution that was based on the Soviet Constitution of 1936. After the regime change in 1989, this constitution couldn't be altered entirely due to the lack of the two-thirds majority in the parliament that was needed to change the law. The Hungarian parliament first was only able to achieve this in 1211 when the new constitution was conceived with the help of the necessary majority. The new constitution was ratified by the parliament on Easter, portraying this document as a constitution of the resurrection and rebirth of Hungary. The Hungarian constitution starts with the first line of the national anthem, "God bless Hungary." This shows that the Hungarian constitution starts with the name of God, the Creator. Then the language of the constitution continues with a national confession. This confession spells out how proud we are as a Hungarian nation that was founded 1,000 years ago with a solid belief by King Saint Stephen, who made the country part of Christian Europe. We are proud that our nation was the defender of Europe throughout numerous battles and wars. We acknowledge the fundamental role of Christianity to keep our nation together. We respect our country's various religious traditions. We believe that the core supporting force of our life is the family and the nation. Our basic values are faithfulness, beliefs, and love. We believe that after the decades of the 20th century that led us to moral decay, we strongly need spiritual and intellectual rebirth. In times when the Hungarian Constitution couldn't even mention Christianity, it has a prophetic importance that the nation confess all that originates from the belief in Christ and continues the faithfulness to the values of Christianity. The Hungarian Constitution establishes that all people have the right to life and human decency and the fetus's right to live from the time of conception, freedom and responsibility 1-4. When the extreme liberal ideologue's purpose is to force the liberalization of abortion and same-sex marriage in all countries in the world, and conditioning this idea's acceptance to financial assistance to the country, then it is a great relief to see a small country that has the courage to think differently. It tries to live up to the Creator's will, who created man to be a man and a woman to be a woman, and who teaches not to kill. Hungary's constitution professes the value of faith and family. It declares that Hungary is protecting the institution of marriage that is between man and woman as a union for life that is a result of mutual will. It protects family as a foundation of the succession of the nation. Hungary supports bearing children, Basics L1-2. It declares that the level of contribution to covering common needs taxation need to be based on expenses of childbearing, freedom and responsibility 32. The Hungarian Constitution further declares that the national debt cannot exceed 50% of GDP and, until this level is reached, the government in charge must reduce debt and all expenses that would raise the debt in unconstitutional. The state 36-4-5. Besides most attacks that were directed to Hungary, some legitimate, in the last 10 years, we need to state that the extreme liberal trends are very much annoyed by this small country that declares its faith in marriage, family, and protection of life. It has the courage to levy tax on big banks in times of crisis, declares the importance of Christianity and the importance of the nation. Five enemies of globalism. Globalism in a pejorative term are religion and God, family, nation, the land, and communities. Evil wants to destroy these entities that make man human. For more than 1,000 years, the Hungarian nation has been protecting Christian Europe with its blood from the Mongol hordes, the conquests of the Ottoman Empire, or from the communist dictatorship. Today, with its fractured and sometimes imperfect ways, it tries to be the intellectual protective shield of Christianity.